this control of mind you might have read in the yogic books of India. Well, it is my idea I am telling you. This is absolutely wrong. What happens? According to my experience, I am telling you. Thoughts will come because mind is there. And mind is the place of breeding thoughts. So naturally they will come. Either they may be divine or they may be imaginative. But some sort of things will be there. So what should be? Suppose thoughts are coming. If you do not want, they will not come. This is not control. But proper utilization. The word control, I never use it, control of mind. That is, you are the master of all the faculties you have. So you should use those faculties for your own good or for the good of the others. And not otherwise. I think I'm clear. Suppose thoughts are coming. No, don't want. They will not come. Of course, thoughts cannot be checked. In yogic literature, they have said thoughtlessness. I have never used this word. I said almost thoughtlessness. Because they will naturally arise. Of course, they may be divine instead of worldly, but thoughts will surely arise. And if you do not want, they will not come. And one thing I am telling you, this is the effect of delirium I have been for. Of course, I am reviving, but gradually. Yeah. I forget what was the thought.
You talked about the thoughts are coming.
Yes, now I know. I have written also about creation also. When the creation came into being, it was unbalanced state after it. That is, nature is balanced. When balance was disturbed, we came into being. And suppose if I go back to the same condition, we will be no more. So it is unnatural. It can never be the thought may not come. Do you follow?